Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The 2019 Atlantic hurricane season is showing signs of more activity. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports experts at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have released an update as the peak of the season nears.
The second week of August through October is historically the most active stretch of the Atlantic hurricane season, when about 95% of all hurricanes form. The lead forecaster at NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, Jerry Bell, says weather patterns are now showing the potential for an above-normal season.
These ranges are 10 to 17 named storms, of which 5 to 9 are expected to become hurricanes, and 2 to 4 of those could become major hurricanes. And these ranges include the 2 named storms to date.
Bell says it's hard to predict how many of these storms will make landfall or hit the United States. The Atlantic hurricane season typically lasts through November 30th. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The world's leading experts on climate change warn people need to grow and eat food differently to slow down global warming. The recommendations coming in a new report from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The scientists say farmers in parts of the globe are likely to have a more difficult time growing food as the planet heats up. But they say growing food also helps cause climate change, such as when farmers clear more forests to plant crops or graze cattle, release huge amounts of carbon dioxide. Scientists say there are some solutions, for example, growing more food on existing land, including land that right now is growing crops that get converted into fuel for cars or feed for cattle, hogs, and poultry. A Princeton University graduate student marks his third year in an Iranian prison this week. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports. His wife is calling on the Trump administration to do more to free him.
Hua Chu says she's watched how President Trump recently got involved in a case in Sweden to free rapper ASAP Rocky.
I believe the ordeal of my husband and other unjust detention cases deserve the same level of attention.
She says her husband, Xiwe Wang, is not a political figure or a spy, but fears he's a pawn in an ever-increasing quarrel between the U.S. and Iran.
My husband is an academic researcher. He's a father, a husband.
She's also urging her home country, China, to use its influence with Iran. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The U.S. markets were mixed this hour, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up more than 1% at 26,287. All the major market indices have been up over 1% for much of the afternoon so far. You're listening to NPR News. The Spanish Steps, one of Rome's most famous landmarks, are described in the city's official website as a place for meeting and a pleasant rest. But as NPR's Silvio Poggioli explains, police in Rome are now starting to enforce a new rule for people flocking to the famous steps. No sitting.
Immortalized by Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck in the romantic comedy Roman Holiday, the Spanish Steps are one of the biggest tourist stops in Rome. The 137 steps, built in the 1720s, are a popular place to watch people and to take a rest. But Rome's municipal government, run by the maverick five-star movement, says too many people sit down for too long, blocking passage, or use it as a place to eat fast food lunches. Sitting, eating, and drinking on the steps are now illegal and can result in a fine of up to $450. Police have started to patrol the site, ordering people to keep moving. Italian critic Vittorio Sgarbi called the new ordinance fascist-like. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The attorney for a U.S. Army veteran charged with assaulting a 13-year-old Montana boy who refused to take off his hat during the national anthem says his client believes he was doing what President Trump wanted. Kurt Brockway's attorney, Lance Jasper, is quoted in the Missoulian saying the president's rhetoric influenced his client, who got into a confrontation with a 13-year-old boy at the start of a county rodeo and slammed the teen into the ground, fracturing the boy's skull. Jasper says he will seek a mental health evaluation for his client. This is NPR News.